Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, should I give you my order number or name, or how do you want to start this?
You can provide me with your zip code, sir.
Zip code 66502. Last name's Terry, T-E-R-R-Y.
And your first name?
Allen, A-L-L-A-N.
One moment, sir.
Sure.
Okay. And to confirm that this is the correct account, can you verify your mailing address?
Yeah, it's 4209 Caitlin Drive, Manhattan, Kansas, 66502.
Okay. I see that they have you here previously. You signed up for the Viral Valor Mail Enhancement Supplement.
Right, and I got a supply. I got a bottle of 60. So, well, I'm trying to figure out my options here. Been taking this stuff for, I guess, about a week or so, and it doesn't work for me. It doesn't, you know, it's not of any value to me because I haven't had any results from it. So I'm wondering, now, on the trial, we're supposed to send back what we don't use?
No, sir. We wouldn't support a return policy for the supplements, but a cancellation of the trial period would have had to be made. You would just have to give customer service a call to state that you would wish to cancel. As you stated that the product hasn't been working too well for you.
Right, but yes, when I read the small print when I went online, it said that I had to get a RMA number, or merchandise authorization, and send back what I didn't use. That is not correct?
Okay, so at the moment, we don't support a return policy due to health and sanitary issues, well reasoning
right,
for
right.
the supplements. So a call would have just had to be made into customer service.
Okay, is this something you can help me with?
Okay. Well, your trial period has already came to an end, sir. So I do understand that you state that you're not really interested in receiving any more product. I do just want to inform you before getting you counseled. Some results might take longer for different customers. The product is shown to be helpful with increasing strength and stamina. And if you did wish to continue, we do have a family and friends discount option available of 35% for any future orders.
Okay. So what are my options? I mean, as far as am I going to be required to pay some additional money or what?
If you would wish to continue, you would receive more product. And I'm stating that we can issue a discounted price for the product if you would wish to receive it. If not, then I'm able to get the account canceled. That's all that I'm stating.
Okay, well, I'd like to cancel it then because it's been of no value to me. And I don't want to receive any more and pay for any more if it's not working for me. So is that something you can help me with?
Okay. Before getting you counseled here, I do also want to inform you we do have a discounted option available of 50% as well.
That for me would be a waste of money. It's of no value.
Yes, sir, I understand. So at this moment, hold 1 second while I proceed to have the account counseled, and I'll be right with you.
Oh, sure.
Yes, sir. So as of today, the account has successfully been canceled here with us, so you won't receive any future shipment.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I won't receive a future shipment. What will I be billed?
I'm sorry?
Well, how much will I be billed and when?
They have already billed you on January the 20th for the product, the full cost, as the trial came to an ending period, and the billing cost of the product they have here for $94.90.
Okay, so it's a 14-day period. They mailed it on, like, what? I ordered it on the 4th. So let's see, 14 and 4 would be, what, 18. Okay, so what you're saying is they're billing me the full amount for what I've already received?
Yes, sir, as a cancellation was not made.
Okay, well, if I used it for the full 14 days, then I couldn't return it within the 14 days. So how does that... How
you wouldn't
that
return the product, as I stated. You would just call customer service and stating that you would wish to cancel, sir.
Right. That's why I was calling today. But you're saying they've already billed me. At the time they billed me, they didn't mail me an additional supply. Is that correct?
No, sir. You wouldn't receive an additional supply.
Okay. So, in other words, I'm too late to return what I didn't use, or I guess.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't return anything, as I stated. You were too late to call customer service then stating that you're not satisfied for further use of the product.
Okay. Okay, so when I read the write-up on it before, it said that the time frame, the 14 days, began the day I received it. So what day would you have that in your records that I supposedly received? Is it like tracked by the post office or what?
Okay, sir. It's listed on the website that, as you stated, you read the terms prior to signing up. It informs customers 3 to 4 days shipping, and it will be, you get 10 days to try the product, and you will be billed the full amount once the trial ends.
Okay, so would I be correct in saying it'd be 3 or 4 days to receive the product? And then, well, I guess I wouldn't have to send it back. But if I ordered it on the 4th, so if I received it on, let's say, the 7th, and I had a 14-day trial, then it would have run out when?
As I stated, it's 3 to 4 days trying it. That's included in the 14 days, sir. Well, that's
okay.
3 to 4 days shipping.
Okay, so you're counting the shipping in the 14 days. Well, it's kind of hard to try it when it's in the mail, isn't it? Okay. All right. I guess I'm not going to get any further on this. Just for my records, can I get your name?
My name is Kyra, K-Y-R-A.
Can I get a last initial, please?
Yes.
Okay. All right, just in case I get... you know, build something else down the line. Okay, so they'll bill me for the 74 whatever, and then they won't send me any more. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
Okay.
Thank you for giving customer service a call. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Hello, customer.